Making movies on the border has always been a challenging proposition, but a new grant-making program from the City of El Paso hopes to ease some of the financial obstacles facing El Paso filmmakers and productions. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The El Paso City Council voted this week to launch the Local Filmmakers Program, aimed at funding several area film productions each year. To discuss this new program and the impact it will have on our filmmaking community, I'm happy to have Ben Fife and Rebecca Munoz with the City of El Paso's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, and Angie Reza-Torres, filmmaker and director of the Film Frontera Filmmaker Showcase. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
We've got a full house here today. Ben, I should mention you're the assistant director of MCAD, and Rebecca, you are the cultural development coordinator. You two have been intimately working on this for a long time, I know. I think it was just about a year ago that Peter Svorsbein, city representative who spearheaded the effort to get the funding set aside at the city, was in here to talk about that. So I'm really happy that we can close the loop now.
Absolutely. You know, I think Representative Svorsbein and the larger council, and previous councils as well, have been so incredibly supportive of the creative sector in El Paso and what they do to help bring vibrancy to the city and to the economy and how we get our name out there. And so this is one of now six programs that we have that help support local arts and culture.
Yeah, it's great. If people don't know, you have a lot of other grant funding for arts and culture, but this one is unique in that it's specifically targeted at filmmaking as an art form. And I know there's a lot of filmmakers in the area. You're one of them, Angie, that is really excited that this is finally passed. It just passed on Tuesday. $30,000 this year is set aside. Is that right for grants?
That's correct. We have a pool of $30,000. We can grant out up to $10,000 per project. And we have an application process. You know, everything we do is fully run by a very transparent process. But we also support filmmaking in our artist incubator program as well. So, you know, there's sort of various phases and tiering that can happen based on the budget that you have and your experience. So if you're grassroots, we have room for you at the table. And if you are ready to take it to the next level, we have room for you now at a bigger table as well.
The largest grant proposals you're accepting are for $10,000, is that right?
That's correct.
That's a lot of money in this area, as you can attest, Angie, I think.
First of all, I'd like to thank Ben and Rebecca and Representative Svorsbein for this incredible opportunity. We, especially at Film Frontera, see this as an opportunity not only to make films and continue to be creative in this community, but to share voices from this community specifically, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
Because one of the things that your group has been doing is actually collecting these stories and these films locally made and then taking them around the country. So the films that the city is going to be supporting financially through this grant program often find their way out into the world, and it shines a light back on El Paso, I think a positive light.
Right. So any opportunities, money is always an issue.
Right.
And it's becoming less and less as technology is becoming more readily available. However, you always want to be able to pay your crew,
yes,
and to pay yourself and to be able to bring the money back into your community. So this is a wonderful way to do all of those things.
Yeah. It's the norm in the filmmaking community that you have to spend money on gas and food and often equipment. But everyone else, the talent in front of the camera, the talent behind the camera, often do it for the love of what they're doing. And this is really going to kickstart a lot of interesting changes in how productions get made here. Rebecca, I wanted to ask you if you could walk us through. I know you've been hands-on drafting these proposals and submission requirements. Walk us through generally how this process is going, because it just opened. As soon as the council voted for this, you guys are already working with filmmakers and have documents up online. Tell us how that's going to work.
Yeah, so the first step in the process is that all applicants will need to attend a workshop. So we've already completed those two workshops that we had initially. And at this point, applicants can schedule an appointment with me to go over the orientation process and ask any questions that they have.
And that's mandatory,
that
right?
That is
they
mandatory.
They have to have met with you first.
Yes. So applicants do have to attend that orientation. And we go through that process through all our funding programs in order to ensure that applicants are sure as to what the eligibility is and, you know, to make sure that they're comfortable through the process. After that, they'll apply online and submit all of their supporting materials to the program. And so our deadline for this first funding cycle is May 18th.
Okay, that's quick.
That's a quick turnaround, but we're confident that, you know, filmmakers are ready to rise to the occasion to submit these applications. And we have a second funding cycle for our 2019 fiscal year that will also open up this summer.
So if a production isn't already started or ready to start right away,
yes,
for this funding cycle, you would recommend maybe waiting till summer.
Till summer
and
to apply
for 2019, which then they would have a full year to comply.
Yes. And so, you know, there are multiple steps to be able to access this new funding. And then, too, if artists or filmmakers are not ready to apply for the local filmmakers program, we have another deadline for the Artist Incubator program, which is May 11th, that they're still eligible to apply for. So there are plenty of opportunities to get involved and to apply for this these different avenues of funding.
And for filmmakers going the avenue of the Artist Incubator, that's a smaller threshold?
It's a smaller threshold. The funding cap's at $3,500, but there is no match required.
Okay. Yes. Well, let's talk about that match, because that's an important part of this.
Yes.
You're requiring, as part of the submission, for up to $10,000 grant,
yes,
through this program, the local filmmakers program, that filmmakers show they already have some support, they've already raised some money or have spent some money on a production.
Yes. And so part of the requirements for the local filmmakers program, we're interested in funding local directors, mm-hmm, who have at least 2 years of experience in the filmmaking process. And we do require a 2-to-1 match. So if applicant is interested in requesting $10,000, we need to see that they have that $5,000 investment at the time of application.
So the two is on the city side, the one,
yes,
is on the filmmaker,
yes,
side.
And you know, we're doing this because we do want to see that filmmakers are investing in that process as well, and that if they come with a project that's ready to launch, the city's going to match their efforts if they're successful through the application process.
You know, and we are part of the economic development portfolio for, mm-hmm, the city. And so it's a little bit about,
right,
leveraging that funding and being able to show a very supportive council. But sometimes for that council and for us as well, sometimes speaking to the larger public who may talk to us about why this money isn't going to fix a pothole on their street,
right,
to be able to show them that it does leverage funding and does do quite a bit in the community.
And we should make clear that this is targeted specifically at El Paso residents.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, almost all of our funding programs are really about supporting local,
mm-hmm,
and shining a light on the incredible talent and creativity that's here. And I think one thing I've been very impressed by Rebecca's work, I'm so used to whenever we fund something that we get a finished final product that we can get our hands on and, mm-hmm, we have access to. And Rebecca really educated me on the fact that in order for these films to do what they're supposed to do, which is go out into the country and tell great stories from El Paso, that we can't necessarily do that. Because,
right,
for them to be eligible for film festivals, we can't necessarily have that public screening. And so that's going to be really exciting to sort of see what happens.
But
with
you two will still be the first to see it, because you'll get your own private screening.
Won't tell you how great it is.
But these films always come back around, and I know
absolutely
that they'll be popping up. Angie, I wanted to ask you, you're a filmmaker. You're an integral part of the filmmaking community here in El Paso, and as founder of the Film Frontera, you see a lot of what is being made. You're getting submissions from a lot of local filmmakers. How big of a deal is this for the local film community, do you think?
I think this is an incredibly big deal. This is serving multiple purposes, not only to give us a chance to share stories from people who have experiences from this border community, but also, again, to, you know, give money to our crew and to keep money locally here. The other big part, again, you know, as we tour, this is another opportunity for us to share those stories and get them out. So to also know that we have the support from the city, mm-hmm, it values our voices. It adds, mm-hmm, a lot more to what we're doing.
I think it will really blow up aspirations, too, and expectations in the community.
Most definitely. People need to also realize that this is not something that they shouldn't go after because they feel that they're not experienced enough or they can't do it. There's a lot of resources here to help out with that. And my experience with MCAD,
You're a recipient of several grants already.
I'm a recipient of several grants. It's been enormously supportive, mm-hmm, being able to speak with people like Rebecca, who they have your back and they're going to help you get through this application.
They want to give you money. money.
Yes.
And they want to help you figure out how to get that money.
Exactly.
So you didn't find previous grant application to be onerous. It's a fairly simple process with lots of support. So no one should feel intimidated to go after this.
Exactly.
Fantastic. FAST program, I know this first year, what are the deliverables, shall we say? Let's say someone gets awarded a grant in May. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a short period of time to complete something. What is that something?
So at the end of the contract period, which would be very quick and end August 31st, we need to see a rough cut for production proposals, mm-hmm. or successful production proposals, and then a final cut from post-production proposals. So, you know, that's what we're asking for at the end of the grant period for this year and beyond. And so we're really, you know, looking to see that the funding has been expensed according to the project budget that has been submitted to MCAD. You know, it's a short turnaround. The project period would start July 1st, ideally, and then end August 31st.
Well, filmmakers here move fast.
Yes.
That's part of
what we talked a lot about that. I mean, it's an incredibly complicated and expensive artistic medium.
Yes.
And so, you know, we
collaborative too.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, it's designed to be collaborative, but oftentimes too, it's people need to get stuff done on a very quick budget because you've got equipment and crews and you've got permits. And so we're pretty confident we'll get some pretty interesting projects in that turnaround time.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really excited to see what comes out of this. And I know everyone has been working hard on this for the last year, and I'm really appreciative of you all coming in. And good luck with all the submissions, getting through those in quick time. Great to talk to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I'm discussing the City of El Paso's new local filmmakers program with Ben Fife and Rebecca Munoz from the city's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department and filmmaker and director of the Film Frontera Filmmaking Showcase, Angie Reza Torres. The local filmmakers program will award multiple grants to El Paso filmmakers in the next few months, and application guidelines and submission information can be found at mcad.elpasotexas.gov or elpasoartsandculture.org. A final program note, my own film series, The Film Salon, will screen the 1950 Western drama The Furies tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Alamo Drafthouse. The film stars Barbara Stanwyck as the daughter of a ruthless landowner who has to fight for her inheritance in the New Mexico territory of the 1870s. Admission is just $3 at the Alamo Drafthouse box office. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.